Cristo ha resucitado. Ha resucitado, claro que sí. Acabamos, hermanos, de escuchar la historia de la salvación. Como Dios creó todo de nada. Como Dios hizo hombre y mujer. Y le puso para dominar el mundo y vivir a su imagen y semejanza a la Santísima Trinidad. Escuchemos cómo Dios liberó de esclavitud a nuestro pueblo. Lo llevó a la tierra prometida. Separó el mar como paredes para que la gente pudiera caminar por el mismo mar en tierra seca y destruir sus enemigos. Escuchemos cómo la fe de nuestro padre Abraham, padre de los judíos y los musulmanes también, fue tan fuerte que estaba dispuesto de sacrificar su propio hijo, obediente a Dios, pero lo salvó. Y su fe fue contado. Somos fruto de esa cuenta milagrosa de Dios. Nosotros creemos que un hombre murió y resucitó, porque creemos que Dios puede crear de nada, que Dios puede liberar esclavos del imperio más fuerte del mundo en ese tiempo. Creemos que Dios puede crear todo lo que es, conquistar la muerte y el pecado. Y lo he visto en ustedes. Notan cómo fue las mujeres que anunciaron la resurrección a los obispos. Fueron las mujeres que predicaron, Cristo ha resucitado al Papa. ¿Y lo creyeron? No. Pero las mujeres sí. Fueron casi todas mujeres que decoraron esta iglesia, que trabajan cada semana haciendo tacos, limpiando la iglesia cada semana, dirigiendo ministerios. Creemos, hermanos, en el poder de Cristo resucitado y lo he visto en su propia vida. Ustedes me lo han predicado al reverendo doctor Padre Eric Párroco. Cuando sufrieron años en la misma apartamentico chiquito, repleto de familia, porque son bien pro vida, y sufriendo por años, con paciencia, con amor, con perdón, y porque persistieron en el amor de Dios, inculcaron un buen ejemplo a sus hijos, ahora viven casi en una mansión comparado con lo que antes. Yo he visto en ustedes, quien antes eran borrachos, malhechores, infieles, mujeriegos, y ahora cada semana van al grupo de oración o al grupo de evangelización, y cada semana van a misa, y más tres veces a la semana junto con esos más vienen para ayudar, limpiar, cortar el zacate, servir. Cristo puede ser todo cuando creemos en Él. He visto entre ustedes drogadictos, ladrones, que dejaron su pecado por creer en el poder de Cristo resucitado y son fieles ministros de la palabra de Dios, ministros de la Eucaristía, buen padres y esposos. He visto en ustedes matrimonios juntados viviendo en el pecado, peleando constantemente, indecisos si se van a ir o no, decidir buscar el sacramento de matrimonio, pasar por el proceso de formación y ahora viven como una pareja digna a la imagen y semejanza a Dios, dando buen ejemplo a sus hijos. Cristo ha resucitado y se muestra la vida de ustedes y sus vidas me predica a mí. Dios puede todo cuando creemos en Él. El poder de su resurrección no es una cuenta antigua que los de afuera no creen en nada. Es una cuenta viva en las vidas de ustedes. Yo he visto entre ustedes que han perdido sus propios hijos trágicamente y en vez de enojarse a Dios y alejarse, son más fiel todavía a Él. Van a adoración al Santísimo cada semana, misa semanal, sirven, limpian, recogen la nieve, echan sal. Cuando el mundo dice, ¿por qué no odias a Él que permitió eso? Porque creen. Creen en el poder de la resurrección. La muerte no es el fin. La muerte no tiene la última palabra. Cristo ha resucitado. Ha resucitado, claro que sí. Y se muestran sus vidas. Y hay que convencer a ellos en cómo vivimos de esa verdad. Que ven que las cuentas del Antiguo Testamento y la Nueva sigue siendo realizando en el día de hoy, en nuestras vidas. Mucho ha cambiado aquí en este vecindario. Ustedes lo saben bien. Vivieron aquí 20, 30 años atrás, pero fueron sacados por el costo y el cambio. Pero siguen aquí, como esta iglesia, desde el marzo 1880. Y luchamos en estos últimos 3 años para asegurar que esto estará aquí por 150 años más. Para que ven, todo es posible con Cristo. Y nadie nos puede detener, ni nada. ¿Cristo ha resucitado? Claro que sí. My brothers and sisters, tonight we celebrate the power of Christ's resurrection over sin and death. You have heard in the scriptures the stories of how God created from nothing. And from that nothingness, He created the greatest of creation, man and woman. He called them to be fertile, to multiply, and to be His image and likeness in the world, a union of life-giving love. And in spite of sin and the slavery it caused, God reached out to His people trapped in Egypt and conquered the most powerful empire of the time, so that they would beg the Israelites to leave, giving them gold and money and silver and animals. Please just go. Liberating them from slavery, parting the Red Sea, walking through on dry shod ground, and then drowning their enemies behind them. God conquers. God creates. God loves. God can do anything when we believe in Him. Faith is everything. It's not a wishful thinking. It's a reality that we hear in Scripture and that I see in your very lives. Abraham was willing to sacrifice his own son, but God held his hand, and his faith proved to be the fruit of what is today Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. They are our brothers. We believe in the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God can do all things if we believe in Him. In today's gospel, it was the women who believed, not the bishops or the Pope. It was the women who went to the tomb and encountered Christ risen and went back to the bishops and the Pope to tell them He was risen. And they didn't believe, but the women did. And the women carried on in spite of the failings of the bishops and the Pope of that time to announce He is risen. Whether you want to believe it or not, it was the faithful women who proclaimed to the church first, according to Luke, that Christ has conquered sin and death. And it is your own witness to me, the Reverend Dr. Father Eric Zegier, pastor, that Christ is risen. Because I know your stories. I know how you struggled with alcoholism for years. But because you didn't give up, and because you believe, and because you reached out to others for help, you are sober today and flourishing. I know your stories of how you tragically lost a child, suddenly killed. And when the world tells you, what a hypocrite, what a fool, how can you believe in God? Look what He did. Instead, you come to Mass more often. You married in the church. And you serve like you can't get enough of it. I see in your own lives how you struggled with addiction, how you were unfaithful to your spouses, and how because you believed in Christ, you left it all behind. And not only do you come to Mass on Sundays, but you come during the week to pray, and you come during the week to serve, to mow the lawn, to move snow, to put salt, to vacuum. It doesn't matter. Because God has conquered sin and death in your life,
And you know the power of his resurrection. And it shows by how you serve. You believe in the resurrection. And it shows by how your lives have changed. I know some of you who did not know him, who were in the world, drinking like everyone else, partying like everyone else, sleeping around like everyone else, fornicating as the sinners would. You left it all behind. Because you know the wages of sin is death. And Christ offers you new life. You believed in him. You said yes. And here you are. The stories of God's miracles are not ancient tales that allegedly happened. They're a reality that continues in your lives today. And how you have changed and how you live tells me and others Christ is risen. Whether they want to believe it out there or not. In 3 years, because we have walked and fought and prayed together, God has done great things in our community. He's restored this church in powerful ways, not just in the building, which has been here since March of 1880. And we have worked hard and will continue to work hard so that it's here another 150 years. It doesn't matter how this area changes. This church is going nowhere. And they will know that we believe. As the glory was sung today, you couldn't hear it because of the bells inside, but the bell outside was ringing loud and clear. The same bell Julia Greeley heard in 1880 when she was baptized and confirmed and received her first communion right here. Tonight, Debony, Fernanda, and Victor are going to walk in the steps of Julia Greeley. In this very church, before you, they will be baptized, confirmed, and receive their first Holy Communion. She was a slave, beaten and abused. She didn't know her birthday. She didn't even know her parents' names. She was treated worse than an animal. But she came here, and the church received her and loved her. And she looked at that slave who became God and said, I want to follow him. I love his heart, and I want my heart to be like his. And today, she's a servant of God. And one day soon, she will be blessed. When I was in Puerto Rico, I visited the tomb of Blessed Charlie Rodriguez. You know, in Puerto Rico, we have a blessed. I know in Mexico, you have countless saints and martyrs. But we have one blessed, Blessed Charlie. He lived for this night. He never married. He never had kids. He was sick his whole life with stomach ailments. It eventually killed him. But while he could live, he loved the liturgy. He taught about this night. He prepared people for the sacraments. He lived and he died for this very celebration that we are celebrating tonight. He is buried in Caguas, Puerto Rico, and he remains as a light in a nation that right now has no lights on the island, Ayotra Apagón. Nevertheless, his witness stands as a testimony that when we believe in Christ, all things are possible. The miracles of old are true today in your lives, and that's what we celebrate. As the Jesuits welcomed this newly freed black slave woman, childless and husbandless, into this church that she made her own, tonight we welcome Debony, Victor, and Fernanda. This will be their home forever. They will walk in the footsteps of Julia Greeley, and they will be like Mary Magdalene, Juana, and Mary the mother of James, who proclaimed to the apostles and the Pope, Christ is risen. By your witness we believe. And by our belief, may they come to know that Christ is risen and nothing is impossible with him.